Today, live in the studio, a group that's performing tonight at Sir Ben's at 6 o'clock. We have Sing, a women's chorus, in the studio with us today. Now, I know this is only half the group. Apparently, there are 16 of you, but instead of the normal 30, 32 people that are...
Correct.
But 16 is still a record for me in this room. We usually have people with instruments, so it's great to have 16 singers in our, I will call it a modest space. So welcome to all of you. So glad you're here. I would love to start off with a song, if we could.
Sure. We're going to do How Can I Keep From Singing?
My life flows on in endless song.
Sing, a women's chorus, live in our studio with How Can I Keep From Singing, which is a wonderful traditional American song. And my first hearing of that was the three-part version by Gordon Bach and Anne Mayo Muir and Ed Trickett from the, it was recorded back in the early 70s on a Folk Legacy album. It's just a gorgeous three-part version. But this is great. I've heard mixed chorus versions of it. I've never heard just women singing it. That was absolutely lovely.
This is my arrangement.
Is it?
For its four parts. It was our first four-part harmony song that we did.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was my next question, was about the founding and the forming. And I think you had mentioned something about the early days, that it was a group for people who can't sing or aren't professional singers, something to that effect, which is entirely untrue, I have to say. But tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I started in 1999, and I started it as a class to encourage people to sing that were not already singing, and for a place to people who didn't, to sing if you didn't have anywhere else to do it. And I did have a lot of beginning singers at the beginning, and some had never sung before, mm-hmm. some hadn't sung since high school. Now we're kind of a mixed group, some still in that situation, but I have a lot of strong singers now, and of course people have been with me for many years, yeah. some in the 10 years and more. So we've become better singers. I've become a better singer and a better director and a better arranger as time went by.
And as soon as you've been in the group for more than a year, you're now a singer.
Right. That's pretty true. That's absolutely true. Yeah.
So 18 years now.
Yeah.
So 1999 you formed.
Yeah.
So would you call it a collective? Is that the right word, I would say? I mean, just because people tend to probably come and go?
People do come and go. It's non-audition. We meet through community education. Mm-hmm. It's not a collective. It's a strong leader kind of organization. I'm the leader. Yeah. So.
Okay.
I select the music and arrange it and tell people what to do. And they do it, yeah.
Other than the initial goal of bringing together people who don't consider themselves to be singers, now that you've been in this for almost two decades, do you think your goal has changed at all as far as what the group is?
You know, mostly not.
Okay.
We're doing more performing, which is more fun, mm-hmm. and it makes us sing better. But the goal is still just to do the singing.
Yeah.
And to reap the rewards of everything that comes from it. one thing that we do that's an important component of this is that I teach all the music in oral tradition, so we're not reading anything,
right.
No words. I just teach and they repeat, and it requires us to really listen to each other and depend on each other. And that's part of what builds that community feeling that we have.
Now, to me, that's key. I've seen choirs that have done it both ways, mm-hmm. and you know, certainly with very complex music, having printed music for those that can read it, it works.
Mm-hmm.
But the oral tradition, and there's something about when you don't have the music in front of you, when you're just closing your eyes and listening, mm-hmm. something that happens that I don't think happens in groups that have instruments. Something happens when a group sings and it's just voices and you're just listening and you're not reading music. Something different happens there.
You're breathing together, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that there's a not to get too spiritual about it, but there's really something different, something kind of magical that you don't get any other way.
Now, do we agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, is it also true that probably you enjoy the rehearsals just as much as the performances?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because group singing, I think, whether you've got an audience or not, is almost irrelevant.
I like to say we leave our rehearsal every week feeling like we went to yoga.
Yeah.
You know, it has that same sort of, at least I do, I don't.
Yeah, as a friend of mine, she always described it as, this is our group therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it sort of tended to wash away a lot of the week.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
It was really good. Wow. So 16 of you, there's 32 normally? Is that usually the size of the group?
Yeah, we, last year or the year before, we topped out at right around 40 or a little before, and at that point I closed, I was only taking new members if they knew somebody in the group. I was going to close it entirely, but there are always those who squeak through and do a good job.
Well, if somebody's got some good bona fides for somebody else, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right. I would love to hear another song.
Okay, we're going to do... this is a song that I wrote. It's two songs in one. I'm playing an instrument that comes from West Africa. I've studied traditional music from Ghana with Soa Mensa, who's at McAllister College. And the instrument is playing a timeline that's traditional to Ghanaian music. And then I wrote these two songs that go on top of it. Always hunting for the pitch pipe. That's my...
I should mention, by the way, I haven't mentioned your name, Mags David, who's the leader and founder of the group of Sing a Woman's Chorus.
Thank you, thank you.
Here, I've been talking to you for 10 minutes. People think, who's that?
It happens that way. We're we are a collective, perhaps, a collective unconscious. Right?
So.
I turn my head and meet your eyes. This is when we realize that you and I might harmonize. No need to speak, this much is clear. When your voice sounds in my ear, it's you, not just the song I hear. It's from this ground that love arises. We can sing. We can sing. Stars will fade
at daybreak,
sun will come
at dawning,
we will know tomorrow. Stars will fade
at daybreak,
sun will come
at dawning,
we will know tomorrow. Stars will fade when darkness runs, will we know? Someday comes, stars will fade when darkness runs. Will we know when someday comes? Rise with the sun, day has begun. We put our dreams behind us. Rise with the sun, day has begun. We hold our dreams
daybreak, sun will come
at dawning.
We will know tomorrow. Stars will fade.
Lovely. Sing a women's chorus. The name of that song again?
We Can and Stars Will Fade.
Now, this is a melody to me that sounds a lot like something that you would have... It seems like in the same vein as something you might have done with Soa Mensa.
You know, the melody... Somewhat. I think the rhythm gives it that feeling.
Yeah.
And then the parts, the three-part harmony.
Now, that was a couple of years ago that you worked with Soa?
I worked with Soa for 8 years in Minneapolis before I moved up here.
Oh, okay.
And then he has come to work with the group a number of times. Last winter, Jeremy Craycraft at St. Scholastica brought him, mm-hmm. and we got to get in on that. And then in 2011, I had a grant to bring him just to work with us.
Yeah. It's really amazing what he's doing at McAllister with that ensemble. It's been around for
30 years. He had his 30th anniversary concert this last weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's all, as you say, it's all oral tradition, and the students in that ensemble are just so dedicated. So it's really fun.
Yeah.
Cool. So... the venue tonight, Sir Ben's, it's a change of venue. And for those who might have expected to see you somewhere else, we need to make sure that people know it's at Sir Ben's. The venue's been changed. And I thought at first, well, that's interesting, because Sir Ben's is a place that has so many different, like every night is a different kind of night.
Mm-hmm.
There should be choir night at Sir Ben's. Because choral singing at Sir Ben's somehow, I thought, that's interesting, like that's, the Minnesota version, that's different, but it's not different. It actually is kind of neat because I think about the pub culture in Europe, that the group singing in the pub was something that people do and did, and sometimes I said, well, that actually makes a lot of sense. It would be a lot of fun to hear you guys there.
Thanks for that. I'll expect you to come when
we I'll bring my son, and I can sit and listen tonight. Yeah. That'll actually be great.
I mean to sing.
Oh. We really, actually, there should be group singing there. I know they have jams of other kinds, but
exactly.
imagine just like picking up a copy of Rise Up Singing and, just pulling out the songs and seeing what happens. Wow. So 6 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
Now, how do you decide the repertoire? I know that, Mags, you said that you write some of your material, but you obviously pulled from different traditions too.
My roots are in folk music, and that's most of what we do. So I'll take whatever song is catching my ear. I occasionally take requests, too, occasionally, from the chorus. So it really is just what's on my mind and what I've been singing. I do have a hope one day to... Haven't gotten to the arrangement to do Madonna's Holiday. That's on my list, yeah.
Reach big, sure.
Yeah, exactly, it hasn't come together for me yet.
Well, some things need to simmer for a while.
Yeah.
It'll come around. That's great.
Yeah.
So do other people help with arranging ever? Do they come with different vocal lines? It's just kind of...
It's a strong leader.
Okay.
part of it is this group is designed so that the singers can walk in on Wednesday night and sing and go home.
Yeah.
I do the rest. Because we're all busy, we have our lives, and so this makes it possible for people to come in and out and not have to worry about what else is going on.
And the first piece, How Can I Keep From Singing, was in four parts.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in choirs where I'm the only tenor that shows up or something.
Mm-hmm.
So do you keep the different vocal lines covered, I hope?
Yeah, it's a great thing that has happened. Once the chorus got big enough, which, by the way, Homegrown made us this way as far as size. People started to know who we were, and the numbers went up. Once we got big enough, it's this magic thing where I just say, we're going to do this at this time, and enough people show up. And I don't worry about the balance of the parts. We divide usually into high, medium, and low.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever shows up, that's who we have, and that's what it sounds like that day. That's part of the aesthetic of the group, actually.
Yeah. So very, very grassroots that way,
mm-hmm.
so not so codified.
Right, probably exactly.
Does it make it more fun to sing that way? I mean,
it does.
A little less stress, then, I suppose.
Yeah, it's all about less stress.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's really
good. Yeah.
So I read, because I've read your blog, and you've mentioned in some recent posts that you are considering or thinking about making a recording, something that you've never done before.
Right.
Which is very interesting. And I think that when we speak about, again, about just sort of the group singing, it's really about the moment.
Right.
Why suddenly think about recording at this point?
Well, always people want to hear us when we're not actually singing. Yeah. And I had two of the singers this year talk to me about it. And one was Sally over here. And she had this, it drove it home for me. She's like, this song, it was the We Can, Stars Will Fade. She's like, this song is so great. She said, actually, I can't believe it was written by someone local. of course, we won't say that to the rest of our musicians in town, right? And she said, I would love to hear this on the radio. When I'm driving, you know, driving around town, I would love to be able to hear it. And I thought, you know, it's time. We have something to share. Yeah. And it's time. I don't have experience with recording. I'm not sure how it's going to go with the big group. And I'm a person who's always liked that moment of doing it with other people. But I just feel like it's time. I'm looking at maybe an EP, and I thank you for bringing it up, because that's part of why I'm writing about it, is so people will remind me to go ahead and do it.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
No, there are some choral recordings that are almost like Desert Island Records, mm-hmm. like Bulgarian women's choir music,
yes,
and which I'm sure you probably all have heard. It's just an amazingly powerful, unique sound, and mm-hmm. you think, boy, if I'm someplace and I need to hear choral singing, oh, I want that record with me, right. or something like that. So, yeah, that'd be good. I encourage you to do it.
Thank you.
KMD officially endorses you trying to make a record.
We'll come back when we have it in hand.
Fantastic. Yeah. So tonight, how long do you think? 6 to 7?
6 to 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe not quite 7. We're lucky we get a little extra time because there's no one after us.
Yeah, that's true. There's
but
no
we tend to have, you know, in the course of a year, and we'll bring in a few new people. I can get together from 10, usually from 8 to 10 or 11 songs. This year we have about 13.
Okay.
That we have ready to go. We just aren't a group that can work up 2 hours of music that's all ready at one time.
Yeah.
We have other things from past years that we can pull back out at other times.
Yeah. So for all of you, I want to thank you again for being here. It's great to have you all take the time out in the middle of the day, and I'm looking forward to hearing 32, is it, for tonight?
I think it's 30. 30,
okay.
Be the final
plenty,
number.
But that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. So the 16 is very powerful. And actually, I have to admit, that's the sort of the size of the group I thought it was all the time.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that 30, which is a great number.
Yeah,
so,
that's a great number.
Cool. Well, let's hear one more song.
Okay. This is another one of mine. It's a half of, I have a suite of songs called Complaints for All Seasons.
Okay.
it's a Duluth song. And so here we're going for the spring and summer solstice songs.
We're getting all four seasons in the last 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll do the full suite tonight. No sign of spring. When it's late in the winter, you get tired of the struggle, just trying to make your way every day. And though the light slants higher, the fire burns low, and there's no sign of spring. Fire burns low, and there's no sign.
The sun rises so early, I'm still sleeping, but daylight beckons me.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Leave your bed and seek the morning. But I can't wake up, and I can't sleep. The sun finds me out, but I'm not ready for a new day. I'm not ready. Step outside, the day yawns wide. The sun rides high over my sparkling bright, but something isn't right. What happened to the night?
Sing a Women's Chorus, live from Studio A here in KMD. Again, you're playing tonight at 6. Playing. Singing. I really should make that distinction. Singing tonight at Sir Ben's at 6 o'clock. And again, thanks so much for taking the time to be here today. It's lovely. And good luck tonight.
Thanks for having us.
Mags David, the leader of Sing Women's Chorus, founded 18 years ago here in Duluth and performing again tonight at Sir Ben's at 6 o'clock. I'm Chris Harwood. This is live from Studio A. Thanks to Cheyenne Vavrina and Keegan Burkhardt for helping us today. Christine Dean, the producer. To check out upcoming guests or listen to previous sessions, go to kmd.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.